I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're talking about magnifying God with thanksgiving. So we're going to get started with prayer, and then we'll dive into this training a little bit more. But we always start these daily communions with about a two-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a couple minutes to get still and to do the other half of prayer before we get into our time of communion for today. But let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and all you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So normally when we do the other half of prayer, we go through some steps first and then we get into our scriptures for the day. But today with this scripture, I'm thinking we're going to do this first today, because I think it's very relevant to what we've been talking about with the other half of prayer lately. So Psalm 69, verses 30 through 31, it says the following: I will praise God's name in song. I will praise God's name in song and magnify him with thanksgiving. I will praise God's name in song and magnify him with thanksgiving. And this will please the Lord more than an ox, more than a bull with horns and hooves. Some of the scriptures in the Bible say to obey is better than to sacrifice. And we see here, thanksgiving, magnifying God with praise and thanksgiving, is more pleasing to him than sacrifices. So when we do our other half of prayer, we usually talk about our first step is getting positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness. He's transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. And that transfer happens through the forgiveness of sins. It's forgiveness that brings us into the light. But we have to receive that from God, his grace and mercy and forgiveness. And then it's got to flow through us. Everything we receive from God has to flow through us out into the world. It's got to be received, flow through the middle through us, and out into the world. But then we got to give that same grace and mercy and forgiveness to ourselves and let that flow through to other people, where we walk in that same grace and forgiveness and mercy that God has given us with other people. Which means what? We got to release some things. We got to let go of some things, ways we've missed it ourselves, ways we're beating ourselves up and condemning ourselves, ways that we're hanging on to things that other people have done to us. And then think about receiving that from God. We didn't do anything to earn it. It's not owed to us. We're not entitled to it, but God gives it to us as this gift of grace. And just praising him and thanking him. is one of the greatest keys, I believe, to expanding our capacity to receive what God has for us. Think about that. In the prayer that we just prayed today, that we pray every day on these daily communion meditations, we ask God to expand our capacity to receive all that he has for us. And I believe one of the greatest ways to do that is with thanksgiving. Just praise and thanksgiving helps us to receive all God has for us. It's like it expands our capacity to receive it. Thanksgiving is, I think of it as an opener. My book, Cracking Heaven's Code, we talk about how faith and thanksgiving and praise are an opener. They open us up to receive all that God has for us. So that it begins to flow through us. But then we got to begin to magnify that light. We've been talking a lot about the word magnify over probably the last month to 6 weeks. We've been talking a lot about this word magnify. To magnify is to make great. It's to make bigger. So God releases us from darkness, transfers us into the light. But then we got to magnify that light to make it bigger and to make it brighter, to have it shining through us. How do we do that? We can do it by praising God's name in song, magnifying him with thanksgiving. What we're magnifying in our life is all about what we're focused on, all about what we're concentrating on. And really, we have two options in life. We can be magnifying and focused on light, love, God, his word, his steadfast, unfailing love, that he never fails, that nothing's impossible for him, that he's always on time, that he can make all grace abound to us. So having all sufficiency in all times and all things, we can abound to every good work. We can be thanking and praising and meditating and rehearsing and rehearing and thinking about and imagining these things and speaking about them in our lives. That's how we begin to magnify him, to make him great, to make his name great. Or the other option is we can be focused on darkness. We can be focused on the problems, the issues, the evil in this world, all the things that are going wrong, all the things to complain about, all the things to moan and groan about, all the things to get upset and frustrated about. We can be focused on those. And that's being focused on darkness. And what are we doing? We're magnifying the problem. And whichever one we are magnifying, whichever one we're focused on, we're meditating on, we're talking about consistently, is going to grow bigger and bigger on the inside of us. So I believe one of the things that happens is we begin to magnify God's name with praise and song and thanksgiving. It's like it gives God a bigger place to work in our lives. He grows bigger and bigger on the inside of us. It gives him more room to go to work in our lives, to allow his grace to just flow through us in our lives. And I believe one of the things that happens as you get into thanksgiving, you get into praise and you get into thanksgiving. I think thanksgiving is one of the greatest expressions of faith, especially praising and thanking God before you see the victory, before you see the promises come to pass, before you see his blessings in your life. Praising and thanking him in the face of pressure or obstacles or problems or issues, praising him and thanking him that he's with you, that he'll never let you down, that he's more than enough. Praising him in the face of those things before you see the victory. One of the greatest expressions of faith, I think. And when you begin to do that, you begin to praise and thank him. It makes you single-minded in your faith, where you're focused on him, you're magnifying him. And then that supernatural peace and that supernatural joy begin to flow. That peace that surpasses all understanding. That joy of the Lord that is your strength. But the reality of it is we're either thankful or we're not. We're either in a position of being thankful or we're not. And if we're not thankful, what are we in? We're into moaning, groaning, complaining, frustrated. To be thankful is to recognize and to acknowledge and to appreciate the things that maybe God or other people are doing. And yes, thanksgiving needs to flow both vertically in our lives to God. It also needs to flow horizontally to the people in our lives, where we're recognizing and appreciating the things that they are doing for us as well. And so as we get more thankful, I believe you're going to experience this peace and joy just begin to flow in your life. The more thankful you are, the more you're going to see this flowing in your life. And it's getting to this place where we sustain it. I think it's like a light switch. Either this Thanksgiving and peace and joy are flowing or they're not. It's like a light switch. It's either on or off, black or white, hot or cold. Nothing lukewarm in the middle. And when you do, it's working on getting to the place where we sustain that through the day, where there's nothing that comes at you in the day that knocks you out of this. And getting to that place where we just got that Thanksgiving, that peace, that joy flowing all day long consistently, no matter what's coming your way. I believe that's very, very pleasing to God. And then as we get more thankful, we're in the light. When you're in the light, you can know what to do. Just reading verses the other day, talking about how when people are in darkness, they trip and stumble over things and they don't even know what it was. When we're in the light, you can see which way to go. You can see what to do. So what do you know to do today? What are the things that you know to do today? Just making a quick list. Might be some administrative things, some things around the house, some things in your workplace. Might be some things in your conscience like, oh, I know I need to do that. I keep meaning to do that. I just haven't done it yet. Maybe some projects God is stirring on the inside or some steps of faith that you know you're supposed to take. What do you know to do today? Not the things you're unclear on, you're uncertain of. What do you know to do today? And then focus on executing those things today with a good attitude, with thanksgiving that God is there with you. You don't have to do them on your own anymore. He's there with you to help you and to equip you and to empower you to do the things that you know to do, but to do them in his strength. He's right there alongside you to do them with you, to do them with peace and joy and confidence in him. And just cultivating this attitude of thanksgiving will help you to get more and more done in your life, to be able to receive all that he has and to get it flowing through you. And then we got to stay tuned in throughout the day. What has God been teaching you or showing you over the last 24 hours? Every day, he's trying to lead us to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. And it's his voice that leads us along that path. I believe as you get into the light and you magnify him with thanksgiving, puts you into receiving mode from God. Puts you into receiving mode from God. And you're going to hear more and more and more clearly as well, because you're going to be positioning yourself in the light. You're going to hear more and more direction and leading and instruction from him on what to do. And that might be areas to make some corrections in. It might be areas where he's talking about vision and direction for the next steps of your life. But as you praise him and you thank him, it positions you in the light, puts you into receiving mode, where you're going to hear more clearly from him. Because when we're in the darkness, we're into complaining and moaning and groaning mode. It's hard to hear as clearly from him. So we have to receive from him by faith. And thanksgiving puts us into that faith mode. Thanksgiving puts us into that receiving mode. So we're going to take communion over this today. Just asking for God's help to get us into this place where we're praising him and magnifying him with thanksgiving. And it's consistent. It's sustained. It is consistent. And this is going to be a practice. This is something we're going to have to continually practice and be able to recognize when we're not in thanksgiving. When we're in this position of thanksgiving, it leads to peace. It leads to humility. There's so much that it leads to. This is the opener. This brings us into everything, I believe. This is such an important key, I believe, for us to get right in our lives. And so, Father, we're asking for your help today. I don't know that we can fully do this on your own and magnify you for how great you are, Lord, in our own strength. But we're asking for your help today. Just for supernatural praise and thanksgiving to magnify you and to make your name great, Lord. We're asking for your help to have us be just consistent and sustained as we go through our days, Lord. We just thank you for your love and your grace for us, that nothing is impossible for you. We thank you that you loved us so much. You were willing to send your one and only Son to die for us. And if you would do that, how would you not freely give us all things to enjoy? And I thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he told his disciples, "Take it. Receive it. Receive it with thanksgiving and praise, that he makes you right with God. We can have this covenant relationship with God. He makes you holy and perfect. We can approach God with freedom and confidence because of his sacrifice. So Lord, we just thank you for this bread and we ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that just brings us into the light. We can have this covenant relationship with God. Father, we just thank you for this cup and what it represents. We ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, so now it's about walking it out. We just ask God for his help to cultivate this thanksgiving in our life. But we got to take the first step. By faith, start praising him and thanking him. And don't wait till things have happened. Start praising him and thanking him in advance for the victories that you haven't seen yet. Start magnifying his name. Finding when he brings a promise to mind for you, just start thanking him and praising him. You can begin to receive that promise from him through praise and thanksgiving. But I'm thankful for you joining me today. Truly thankful for you guys that are joining us on these daily communions. I hope that they've been a blessing to you. And if you're not partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint and you'd like to, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com. You can learn more about partnering with us there. But I look forward to seeing you next time.